This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us tonight, whether it's on the government one-size-fits-all healthcare program, which, of course, sometimes they decide that it shouldn't fit you at all and then just leave you out in the cold, or in this case, leave a baby to die in a hospital, which is what we, if you're just now tuning in, have been discussing. The story out of the UK, the National Health Service, involving a little boy. He's 8 months old, with his parents trying to get him well. He's got a serious condition, a rare genetic condition. Apparently, he's one of just 16 people around the globe with this condition. And his name is Charlie Gard. His parents, Connie and Chris, were rejected by a court there in the UK that ruled that they are not free to remove their son from the hospital that he is in and take him to the United States, where they've raised the money that they need to get this the service that might keep him alive for up to another dozen years. The state in the UK instead has said that, we've just determined that it's not only is it not worth spending the $1.5 million that we'd have to spend to get him the treatment here, but we're not even going to let you do it anywhere else. Why? Well, who knows what their rationale is for making that decision, because the bureaucrats certainly aren't talking about it.
Well, some people have speculated they just don't want to look bad. They just don't want the you know, everything.
So they're going to let a baby die so they don't want to look bad?
Well,
that's crazy talk.
Well, we're
it's not crazy
with
talk. People do
people.
Things like that all the time.
And, I mean, if this kid dies, because he is actually still alive, if this kid dies, then people will be mad about it for about 6 months, and then they'll go play video games or something. Hmm. If it's proven that you can leave the socialized healthcare system and go to, and the States doesn't even really have a free market in healthcare, and go to a slightly less socialized system, or moderately less, I guess, is still fair, so medical system, and not die, then that kind of undermines their whole system. It's if they kill this kid, they can be like, oh, we made a bad choice, and we won't do it again, we promise.
Mm.
If they prove to not be effective, that undermines their existence. So, yeah, they're going to, if they can get away with it, they're going to kill the kid and take that hit. Because that's going to be over far sooner.
Yep, that's absolutely the smart move. So, she's 100% right. They can apologize for a poor decision that resulted in the death of a very sickly child. They, however, can't really cover it up if it's shown that, look, their socialized medical system is deficient compared to the United States' slightly less socialized medical system. And...
Well, the justice was sorry. He said it. Well, he had the heaviest of hearts when he rejected their request to have their own child.
Really sorry about killing your kid.
Yeah,
it's the law. The law is important.
So a little bit of good news, then y'all can get back into this discussion about whether children are owned or not, because it didn't feel like that was quite done in the last segment. But the little bit of good news is, even though the judge has ruled against them, and that ruling came in looks like a couple weeks ago, the child is still alive. So there's an update today from the Daily Mail in the UK, posted today, apparently the parents have decided to appeal the judge's decision. I don't know if they can expedite the appeal because of the, life and death situation, or if they're going to have to wait a year. I mean, who knows how long it's going to take to hear this appeal, given the way court systems work. But they are going to take it up to an appeals court, and the child is still alive. It does not indicate whether the child has been removed from the life support system, but that is apparently the intention of the hospital. Whether that has occurred at this point, perhaps they can't do that until the appeals are exhausted. I don't know.
One would think.
Yeah. So right now, the baby's still alive. So there's a chance, but I wouldn't say it's a very good one.
Well, and he would have a better chance in the States, not just because the healthcare is slightly, less socialized, but also because in the States, you could remove your kid from the hospital. because hospitals are always cold and you can kind of just walk in there with a jacket, and the states has guns, so you could get your kid. The doctor is not going to take a bullet for that.
Yeah.
And so if you do it before the judges figure out you're going to do it, every hospital room is not guarded, so you can just
right.
walk in and take your kid, which is...
At some point, you would think that, a parent who presumably probably cares about their child more than anything else in the world would be willing to... I mean, if you're facing the death of your child or 4 months in jail, I would think you'd go ahead and take that risk and walk in and grab the kid.
Getting your kid out of the country is probably more difficult than getting them out of the hospital.
Right,
so that's a good point.
They might figure that they have a better... If he's still on life support, they might figure they have better odds... seeing what happens in court first. Because England is
right.
not land is, a waterlocked country, they have to get on a plane. If they're not going to be able to get on a plane to get to the States,
and that means you need a passport,
then he's
going to
die
right?
anyway. Yeah.
You need a passport for the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the transition's like through the channel.
You need a passport for the baby to get here.
Right.
So I'm assuming you need one to leave there.
That's a problem. So basically, you've got to do what the state says in this case. They have total lockdown control over the situation. Even if you can get him out of the hospital, then what?
Well, the Brits wanted socialized medicine. This is what it looks like. And I think that it's also important to point out that, look, the United States is where this treatment is for a reason. When you have socialized medicine, it disincentivizes innovation mm-hmm. in the area of medicine. And
straight up criminalizes it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have the treatment for this baby in Great Britain. The center of world finance doesn't have this treatment for children. So they got to come to the United States.
Oh, no, they have the treatment. They're just not willing to pay for the treatment in this case.
They'd probably have to fly it over.
Could be.
Yeah. So just saying, that's, the U.S. Medical system, for all its foibles, at the very least, you're... kid can get the treatment if you're willing to pay for it. I don't know how in the world they managed to raise $1.5 million.
Donations.
Yeah, it was donations. So, even in a lot of the cases, if you can't. Now, and a socialist had made this point to me when I was in college, that works better for some people than others. That works better if you're 8 months old than it does if you're a 50-year-old man.
You mean collecting donations?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally. If you're in the quasi-socialized system where you have high prices and you still have the high prices, but
you're talking about here.
You have to pay for it. Yeah, so
yeah.
Like in the States,
right.
That doesn't work for everybody. But in a fully socialized medical system, it doesn't work for anybody. And then in the free market where, this $1.5 million treatment might cost $20,000, it works for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, if we only had a free market in healthcare, and we don't have anything even close to it. So you're right, it's mostly a socialist system in the United States, but not completely. They're making it worse over time as they eliminate more of these insurance companies and consolidate them and ultimately plan to replace them with government, controlled system, a completely government-controlled system.
I kind of want to know what the insurance companies who wrote and sponsored the ACA were thinking would happen to them and why they thought they would be allowed to continue to exist past 3 or 4 years.
Great point. Maybe they just, I don't know, maybe they're just hoping for some kind of buyout by the government, because ultimately...
That's not how eminent domain works.
Yeah, or nationalization.
Well, yeah, that either.
Yeah, or maybe they just want to be government bureaucrats, ultimately. They want to end their...
They are bureaucrats.
Yeah.
People that work in insurance companies are just a step up, and banks, they're just a step up from government bureaucrats.
All right, so can we recap this discussion about ownership? Because I don't know if y'all finished.
Yeah, I think that it's worth... In this case, what I was pointing out is the UK government was asserting its ownership over this child.
They have the baby. They're keeping the baby.
They have the baby. They're keeping the baby. And as far as they're concerned, the baby can die before it can get medical treatment.
Right.
Now, the only organization that would be able to keep a child from its parents is the organization that owns that child. So what the state is, and we can see it as clear as it can possibly be here.
And they take babies in the U.S. too.
It is the monopoly. It's the monopoly slave owner. That's what citizenship is. Citizenship is ultimately the government claiming your life from you. And what I was pointing out is that, you know, parents are given the trustee status over this ownership for the government in large part, but the government can still assert its ownership. Now, I'm not saying I like this. I'm not advocating for it. I just want you to understand.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You've got to be realistic. Wipe away all of the illusions about the state. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Great. Pillow, I use it. Mark uses it. It's called MyPillow. And I've been using now the MyPillow for about a year of my life, and I love it. I use it every single night. If there was a better pillow, I wouldn't be using MyPillow. MyPillow is the best pillow I've ever used. You can try one out for yourself with a 60-day money-back guarantee because they really believe in MyPillow. They're willing to buy it back from me if you don't like it. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, that's code FTL like Free Talk Live, and they'll give you 50% off of your MyPillow. You can also get two for the price of one, so it is up to you how many you order. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It also is washable, so if you'd like, you can put it in the washer and dryer.
I think that's the important part, really.
It's really great. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. The pillow, by the way, is if you keep it, as we have done, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. So great warranty, money-back guarantee, within 60 days. Just amazing. MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you the 50% off. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about the baby being held captive in the UK by the government, going to basically force it to die, likely at some point. First, or you can bring up anything you want. Also, Venezuela news on the way. But we got Liberty Lover on the line in Ohio on Skype.
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
It was about Trump's comments earlier. Did you hear what he said about the Civil War and Andrew Jackson?
No, I don't have any idea.
I'd like to hear about how these two things are related.
That's what I want to know. He said that during the Civil War, he said that Andrew Jackson was very angry about the conflict, despite the fact that Andrew Jackson had died 15 years before it even happened.
I'm pretty sure that Andrew Jackson was seething with anger about everything, so I'm not entirely sure it's an incorrect statement.
And then he asked a question that confused more people, which was, why...
They're not confused. Why, they know he's just dumb.
he said something which was, why did we even have a civil war? And a lot of people would say it was about slavery, whereas I disagree with that myself.
Well, it's not. It was about secession, and secession was about slavery, right?
Partially.
Yes. Yes, but Abraham
taxes
Lincoln.
Were another reason.
Yeah. Why do you think the taxes were levied?
Yeah, and
because the North didn't like the South. I mean, it all just sort of came back to the same issue.
Yeah, and you know, the Civil War, I feel like, taught a lot of people that secession was an inherently bad thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's not an option because it's just going to lead to another war. Whereas I feel like the South was tired of being pushed around. In fact, I believe in their constitution they outlawed certain taxes and tariffs.
Sure. There were definitely some intolerable taxes that they were upset about.
Do you, out of curiosity, do you ever see secession happening within your lifetime?
Me, Mark, or Ian?
There's not me here, too.
Mark.
I'm going to say no.
Well, secession within the United States, that's not the only secession. Secession happens all the time.
Yeah, secession's happening all the time. You're right about that.
Well, do you see, like, for example, I know Ian has talked about it before, like New Hampshire, for example, possibly having some sort of secession.
Ian talks about all kinds of things.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's possible. Yes.
Would you like to see that happen?
Of course.
Oh, well, I mean, like is an entirely different conversation than do you think it's going to happen, Ian? Are you coming down the side of, I didn't want to hear possible. Certainly, it's possible. It's possible that I will rise up and hit the ceiling in the next 10 seconds. It's just not very likely. What do you think the likelihood is on a scale of 1 to 10 of New Hampshire or any other state seceding from the Union within your lifetime being your death at 80 years old? You're not an Alcor.org member like I am. So at this point, we have to presume that you will die in a normal human lifespan.
I would say given how slow politics tends to go, probably very unlikely. I would probably put it on a 2 out of the 10.
Okay.
To be realistic. But is it possible? Is it something that could happen? Is it something that could catch on? Yes, yes, and yes. Is it being talked about more now than it has in the past?
Sure.
I believe it is. You've got, like, CalExit, the idea of California exiting the United States. That's a big topic out there. You know, anything that anytime you can get people talking about an idea, the closer you get to it becoming real, you can talk things into reality. I mean, everything.
Well, you can't talk things into reality unless what you're talking about is a conversation.
No, those conversations have to happen. Those conversations have to happen in order for people to come to the belief that this can happen. I believe that it can happen in my lifetime. I want to see it happen in my lifetime, and I'm willing to work towards that as a goal. I won't be disappointed if it doesn't, because I understand that politics is super slow, and you know, it's just things take forever in the political scheme of things. I mean, look how long it's
faster now.
Look how long it's taken to get one state to legalize marijuana. I mean, they thought that was going to happen back in the 70s.
You're not just talking about it. You're actually doing things, whereas there's a lot of people who sit or are sitting around and literally just talking about it.
Right.
People in Texas sitting around, you know, with a beer. And being like, it'd be really cool if somebody else killed the feds. And people in California sitting around with, like, a sign they wrote being like, it'd be really cool if somebody legislated.
They're not just sitting around in either of those two states.
A lot of people are.
Sure, but most people sit around. Look at libertarians. They sit on Facebook and complain all day. In California, the Calexit people are actually out collecting petition signatures. In Texas, the secessionists there are actually out setting up, hotel meetings where they're drawing people together to actually discuss these things. So they're actually taking steps in both of those places. They're probably the two most healthy secession movements in the United States right now.
Well, Calexit seemed to me like more of anger over Donald Trump than anything else.
That's false. I mean, it may have become bigger after Donald Trump was elected. That, you know, it got a splash in the press as a result of that. But Calexit existed before the Donald Trump campaign. Yes, California existed during the Obama administration.
Well, of course it existed, but it seemed like it got more.
Of course,
you know,
it did.
Larger of a movement.
Right, in the same way that the majority of people in any movement are sitting around hoping it happens, as opposed to actually doing something about
it.
And there is the kind of education phase in pretty much any movement I'm aware of. But then once you get past that, you have to be willing to actually accomplish the goals that you're educating people about. You can't just have, we have a Facebook page.
Truth for the libertarian movement as well. We've got a guy visiting here from, he's kind of a traveler, but ultimately from Oregon. And, you know, I've been talking with him about ultimately how difficult it is to convince libertarians, hey, maybe you should move to where all the other libertarians are, like the super majority.
And that's like something you get something out of. It's not like all costs, whereas fighting a civil war is pretty much all costs until after you win.
But people don't want to do it. They don't want to pick up their lives. They don't want to take any real effort to make a change. They just want to complain about things. And so that's why it's taken a decade plus to convince thousands of people to move just to this one place where there are already thousands of libertarians here. If you have more libertarians, it sounds like you're trying to get some comments in. Stand by. We'll bring you back. But, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult because people, they love talking, but the whole doing thing. Well, that's another story. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control and you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking a lot about this story about a baby in the UK who has been basically sentenced to death because the government is not interested in performing the health care that it would need to continue living. Even though they claim they're going to give you free health care, well, that's only if they decide to give it to you. And, of course, the more socialized the country, the more likely they're going to make decisions like this at some sort of bureaucratic level, some board of bureaucrats deciding whether or not you get to live or die, or your loved one gets to live or die. And we'd love to have someone call in to defend the socialist healthcare system in this case, choosing to end the life of an 8-month-old child. Maybe you can explain to us how that makes any sense whatsoever. You're welcome to dial in toll-free, although we don't expect to hear from you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And then we got Liberty Lover on the line here, calling from Ohio. He was asking about secession, and is it possible that we will see it? Is it likely that we'll see it happen in our lifetime? I mean, as I said, I'm realistic. Politics sucks, and it's incredibly slow to change, so I don't expect it to happen in my lifetime. But that doesn't mean it's impossible, and I think that it becomes, I think that it's in a position where it's more possible now than it's ever been. Remember, there was a poll done, two or three years ago now, where they questioned people all across the United States about whether they would support their state seceding. Because remember, there's a difference between asking somebody if they support some other state seceding. Like, a lot of people were like, yeah, get rid of California, right? But the question was, would you support...
I support California seceding.
Right. Would you support your state today seceding from the United States? And about one out of four Americans said yes. So the fact that one out of four Americans are already in favor of secession of their own state, to me, that's a good starting position to begin having these conversations. And that's why I was saying you can talk something into reality, because we have to talk people, overcome two people and overcome their objections. The number one objection being what Liberty Lover already brought up, which is when you mention secession, the number one objection is, well, that was already decided with the Civil War. We don't want to get invaded. And so the fear of the federal government crushing the secession movement is the main objection. And so I don't know where we left off in the last segment, but there's some stuff to talk about.
So some of the major secession movements are Texas, California, Vermont. Just because they've had it for a while doesn't mean that it's going anywhere.
They had ran
some candidates.
Lieutenant governor candidate who got 5%.
Excellent.
Yeah.
First of all, you were talking about that baby in the UK. If the millionaires and billionaires just paid more in taxes, it would work.
It wouldn't.
This is Bernie Sanders.
Because they would still decide that the money wasn't worth spending. They have the $1.5 million.
Right. The problem with socialized medicine, and I've been saying it all along, is it kills innovation.
Socialism, and babies.
Socialism kills innovation, and in this case, babies. So you're going to find less innovation in medicine. Yeah. Look, I understand why people want things like broken bones and maternity coverage and all that stuff. I get it. They're afraid of their old age because they can't save and, you know, all these other things. I get it. I understand. But there's a problem with socialized medicine, and that problem is clear. It has to do with the incentives that are put in place by a single payer, and those incentives don't work towards innovation.
Well, but I was going to get back on the topic that Ian had said something that I slightly disagree with, that, the libertarians should just move where all the other libertarians are. That's not really the goal in my mind. The goal in my mind is to get you said that most of the libertarians should just move where the other libertarians are.
Is the goal to achieve liberty?
The goal is to get more people on board with your message. If you have to do it the hard way, you do it the hard way. Would still have a finite amount of libertarians going to this one place.
Okay, well, we don't.
Okay,
no,
great.
You don't understand. Okay, so if you have concentration, you have an influence in society that doesn't exist anywhere else. If you have concentration, you have libertarians in the media, you have libertarians in the streets, you have libertarians in the churches, you have libertarians in businesses all over the place, then liberty becomes more normalized. Libertarianism becomes a real competitor. That's what popularizes ideas, is a groundswell of support. If you're the libertarian out there yelling in the wilderness and, you know, wherever the hell it is that you live,
and probably getting arrested because you're the only one there,
you'll have no effect. So, you know, the question is, you can do it the hard way, like you said. You can keep slamming your head up against a brick wall over and over again, but that's not going to spread liberty.
One of the things you'll probably hear from people, especially older folks, is they'll say, look, you know, this libertarianism stuff sounds great, but when has it ever worked? Well, I don't know. It turns out that, statists want to keep the power they have over us, so I don't know how we would ever show that it would work without concentration. What do you think, Liberty Lover?
What do I think? I think that, you have your libertarians in your one little concentrated area. You have your liberals in California and New York and places like that.
You think you're going to beat them?
They don't. Well, I'm going to say that those liberals don't mean anything to people in like Kentucky or Tennessee or Georgia or any of the red states.
Who cares?
The idea is to get liberty everywhere.
Well, right, but we don't have.
But you don't have it anywhere.
We don't have the numbers to do that at this point. So you do what you have the numbers to do. There's lots of things that I would like to see happen. We don't have the people for it.
If you could have a libertarian paradise in the next 50 years, would that be somewhere worth moving to? And therefore showing the rest of the world, hey, libertarianism works, look at all the success stories that we've had? Or is it more important to just toil away in isolation?
Well, another issue is libertarians are just lazy.
No, the ones you know
might
be.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a libertarian, and thank you very much, sir. I shall not be called lazy
by
you.
I'll be getting up at 7 tomorrow morning, right. 6:45 in the morning tomorrow, to drive to Concord, New Hampshire with Daryl. We'll probably pick up a couple other libertarians on the way. We're going to go and testify. I'll be recording video. I'll take that video back. I'll put that video online, along with the other video that I recorded of Dick Marple's trial. This is just within the last couple of weeks, plus the 420 video that I did, plus the Chris Wade getting arrested last week. Right. I've got a load of work that I don't have enough time to take care of.
You stepped in it right on this one, Liberty Lover. I'll give you that libertarians in other states are lazy because those libertarians didn't have what it took to pick up and move their lives.
They had excuses. That's what they had.
The ones that did, they've got investment in succeeding.
Maybe both.
I can agree.
Yeah, I mean,
because
it's getting done here in New Hampshire.
We've got libertarians.
I'd love to give these examples. Yeah. Ian just said that he and a group of libertarians are going to videotape the testimony at the state capitol and testify
every week.
Tell me where that happened. In any other state. I mean, we have a much more organized libertarian effort here. We have successes here in New Hampshire, and it's because people have moved.
Libertarians getting elected.
Right. It's all the brain drain. It's because the libertarians that we pulled from Ohio
were the best ones.
Right. Yeah. We got your best, most active libertarians from Ohio. Well, actually, Ohio.
We're still trying to get Virgil to move.
Yeah. Ohio's quite good, frankly, but...
My county he works for the state party. He's the libertarian development officer in my county. He is extremely lazy because there are libertarians in my county and in my city, but none of them ever get together because there's just no organization there.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, Liberty Lover, I can't wait until you move because you will. You'll work within that system. For as long as you can work within that
system. I plan on it if I lose.
Until your
when you lose.
Until the yoke of failure just gets so heavy that you'll, in fact, pick up and move. And
if you're a doer and not a talker, sounds like you're a doer.
I'm delighted the idea of having people who are going to work within the political process here in the state of New Hampshire.
There's a lot to be done here, yeah, for sure.
Frankly, what I would say is when you're ready to do the move, get in contact with some people, and that way you can get some advice on the best way to do it.
One of the best ways to do that is to go to the Shire Society Forum, which are actually become like a nice little place for some folks. Thanks for the call tonight, Liberty Lover. Go to forum.shiresociety.com. We're actually expanding it to include some Free Talk Live, to a Free Talk Live sub-forum there now. So we're kind of bringing back a Free Talk Live forum. I haven't announced that yet on the air until just now. So we're coming up here. It's Free Talk. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
All right, so we were talking about secession and lazy activists. Of course, you can join us here and you can bring up anything you want to talk about. Some people who are definitely not lazy are the folks in Venezuela. They've been out in the streets. They're hungry. They are not happy with the government. They're willing to do something about it. We can talk more about that. But since Liberty Lover brought up secession, we haven't talked about the Calexit in a little while. It looks like there's been an interesting development that has happened in recent weeks.
California found a giant new water source?
No, what happened was the president of the Yes California campaign has moved to Russia. And apparently,
only in California.
The story here from LifeZet.com's Brendan Kirby, the quixotic effort by some Californians to break away from the union and form a progressive paradise, suffered a major blow last week when the leader of the project announced that he was moving permanently to Russia. Louis Marinelli, president of the Yes California Independence Campaign, wrote that he would withdraw a petition that had been circulating to put the issue on the ballot in California in 2018. Still, others are picking up the effort to gather the required 585,407 signatures by July. So it's not over, but the main guy is bailing out.
Is that where, we get told to move to Somalia. Is that where socialists get told to
get
move
to Russia?
That's a good question.
I bet it is. North Korea, I imagine, is pretty common, too.
I've got a North Korea story, too. If California ever did manage to engineer the so-called Calexit, and it would require a lot more than a yes vote on a referendum, the result would be a huge boon to the Republican Party, says the author here, in the rest of the United States. According to an analysis by LifeZet, a California free America would have resulted in a bigger victory for Donald Trump and padded the GOP's majorities in both houses.
How would it have resulted in a bigger victory for him?
I think by popular vote.
Because, well, he lost the popular vote. Because they're not looking at it properly. You either win or lose a presidential election. You can't. You don't win harder. If you win by one electoral vote, you win. Anything else is you lose.
It says here that essentially almost dictates the rest of the country would be more Republican, said a political science professor, Eric Ostermeyer, at the University of Minnesota. For starters,
or they would follow California out. I mean, how would Seattle and Washington react in that circumstance? See, this is why I think counties...
Seattle and Washington? You mean Washington and Oregon?
Yeah, Washington and Oregon, excuse me. This is why I think counties should be the ones that really decide whether they want to stay or go or whatever, because they're just smaller areas. Mm-hmm. They don't have the political clout that states do, though.
Well, no, but it's, I mean, it would be good for both California and for the rest of us. It would make the rest of us have less liberal overlords. It would make California have more of their own money, because California is a tax donor, or a donor state, I guess.
Yeah. Meaning they send more to the federal government than they receive.
Yes. So it would be good for everybody, and then you have the argument when you tell some people, hey, California wants to see it, and they're like, oh, let them, kick them out. Like, so, there's some value to that. Now, my question to California would be, how exactly are you going to secede without any guns? I don't know. They all want to have this revolution, which
I don't think
for the most part for. But how you do that?
Think the federal,
guns, I don't know.
But do you think the federal government's going to invade? Because that's why you would need the guns, right?
I mean, that's
right?
How you secede. You don't just be like, hey, feds, I'm not paying you anymore. Peace. See
you. Could. I mean, if California said goodbye and the feds said okay.
I mean, they've already invaded California. California said, we have medical marijuana. The feds said, no, you don't, and came and raided the dispensaries. It's already happened. If they said, by the way, we're not paying taxes either, they'd send in more men with guns. They've already sent in men with guns.
Well, they already threatened California over the sanctuary city thing. So California's cities have been saying, we're not going to jump through your federal immigration hoops. And, you know, Trump had stomped around saying, well, we're not going to send you any money. And so they didn't invade them over that.
Well, right, but that was people talking. This is the thing that actually happened. The federal government sent in armed DEA agents to raid California-sanctioned businesses.
But there are only a few DEA agents.
In most cases, they operated with the California police, too.
Right. California sheriffs were continuing those raids for a while after 1996 and the Proposition 215 passed. And keep in mind, there are only so many DEA agents they could send in. It's different to target an occasional pot shop versus the entire state, this
right,
massive
place. But that wasn't
place.
About, you know, the 10 pounds of weed or whatever it was they got. That was about... y'all are forgetting that we can tell you what to do.
No doubt.
So how about do it?
But if you have an entire state of people who's saying, we don't want you to tell us what to do anymore, that's a whole different animal
right,
to try to control.
Right, but the feds also have bombs and drones.
So you are someone who believes that they're going to drop bombs on one of their own states. You believe they're going to drop bombs?
I mean, just like the UK, they will kill you before they let you leave.
The UK just seceded from the EU without a single drop of blood.
Right.
Shed. This is a new world.
Right, but the EU is not a government.
It's
not, no, this it's not because it doesn't have a military. It doesn't have a police force. It's not really a government.
This hold on. This is yes, it is a government.
Yeah.
It's stationed in Brussels. Okay, so this isn't the 1860s when it's you, sir, have besmirched my honor. We will be taking our states and going right. Like that's not going on anymore. There's going to be cameras all over the place watching people die. When
right, and on YouTube, they're going to be like, look at these government agents killing these people. And on CNN, they're going to be like, look at these government agents bravely putting down this terrorist organization.
Nah,
they do
it.
They have NATO in the EU. According to Wikipedia, that essentially functions as their military. So if the EU decided
right,
we want to put, if they decided we want to put down this secession by the UK, they could have mobilized troops, and they didn't.
But do they have their own troops, or do they have troops they pull out? There's no
from the other
they
countries.
They don't even have land. Like they can't enforce.
They have 22
anything.
Nations.
They have Europe.
Yeah,
it's the EU.
Europe is still
the Washington. The United
country.
States doesn't have land either.
Well, it does because the
okay,
states
Washington
are,
D.C.
The states are supposed to be nations.
They're
just
supposed
like
supposed to be, but they haven't been since the
You're talking. You're quibbling over minor political differences here.
Well,
if
no,
the EU
the
wanted to
the
roll troops into
subsidiaries, whereas Germany is its own country.
Well, yeah, but the, I mean,
Rhode Island does not have a military.
It doesn't
that
matter.
Can take on the
Fed. EU still regulates these other places. The EU regulates the rest of the EU.
Okay.
And if they want to move in the EU's military, they can do that.
Which people in the military? Which soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines are going to be willing to shoot Californians over not
that
wanting?
That is not what they're going to
some
tell
will.
Them.
Some will.
First
do
of all,
that.
Yes,
what
some
are they
will.
Going to tell them?
They're going to tell them whatever they think they have to tell. What military in the history of the planet has been honest with its troops about why they were sending them to kill people?
All right, hold on, guys. We're going to continue this. We actually have someone in California on the line here, listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Jake.
Talk about CalExit. Yeah, the CalExit movement came to a crashing end about 10 days ago. They withdrew the ballot measure that they wanted to put on the ballot next November. They got 400,000 signatures, which sounds like a lot, but not in California. It's only about 1% of California's population. They just didn't have enough support. And it turns out one of the leaders of the CalExit movement, Louis Marinelli, announced that he's going to move to Russia.
Right, so, yeah, we were just getting into that story, but according to, now this is a post from today, this was updated today over at lifezet.com, he's saying that others are continuing the effort to get the signatures, and if they're already at 400,000, then I would say they can realistically hit 585,000 by July.
Right, but they're not going to get enough support to pass that in California. It's a doomed.
You mean if they get the ballot measure on the ballot, you don't believe that it will get enough support?
No. It doesn't have enough support with the public.
How do you know that? Is that just have there been polls that have been done?
Yeah, there've been polls that show it's got about a third of the support. 2/3 of Californians say they would vote against it.
You know things can change, right? Like when,
like if they brought in troops, then they certainly would change.
No, I mean people's opinions. Meaning that, when the whole
not going to happen, dude. Look, there's no water.
People changed their opinions
when they find out that their water bill is going to double. They're going to be all like, "Oh no, I don't want to leave anymore." I'm sorry.
Yeah, but if I take away all your if I give you back half your income because you're not paying federal taxes
you think
anymore,
California isn't going to take that income and apply it for God's sakes. They think. That they understand the federal government takes a certain amount of people's income, and they're going to take that and more.
Look, all I was saying was that in the Scottish potential exit from the UK, which didn't succeed, there was a lot of back and forth where the polls were changing over time, where people were arguing and making points and trying to answer objections. Getting it on the ballot is the starting point to have this discussion. If you want, I want to hear your reasons, Jake. Can you hang on? I don't know if he's even still there, but his line's still there, so maybe Jake's going to hang. We'll see. We're coming up here in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Nearly 1/3 of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees.
1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.